But as it often happens, even now, that a husband might be willing but the wife not, or perhaps the opposite, notice how he discusses each scenario. Some indeed suggest that this discourse was specifically aimed at priests. But I, drawing from what follows, could not confidently say that this was the case, since he wouldn't have given his general advice. If he were writing these things only for the priests, he would have said, "It is good for the teacher not to touch a woman." But now he's made it universally applicable, stating, "It is good for a man, not for a priest only." And again, "Are you free from a wife? Don't seek a wife?" He didn't specify, "You who are a priest and a teacher," but left it indefinite. His whole speech consistently remains in the same tone. And when saying, "Because of sexual immorality, let every man have his own wife," by mentioning the very cause for the concession, he guides men towards self-control.